Alrighty, boys, we have got ourselves set up for this other episode, because why not? What else are you gonna do? Do something productive? I am sitting here productively thinking about, you know what, I ain't got nothing for you, Chief. I'm just here and making sure that the background fan that is definitely not pink is not caught in the audio, which it might be. I don't think it was in the test. Even then, it might be a slight annoyance. Well, I don't want to annoy my fans. I laugh at two things. One, audience. Two, not already annoying them with your voice. Okay, you know what? Do you want me feeling like a super pumped, super high-pitched? Do you want to try that again? Yeah, sure, let's re-record this first intro thing. Isn't that fun? Let's do that. Totally. No, you're not going to do that. That would just waste time. It's been like a minute. Yes. And I don't want to waste another a moment. Let us waste our time by talking about that. No, but since it's about almost 2 minutes in, let us introduce ourselves. I'm Xander. I am Bolzanski. And I am Michael. And welcome to Three Minds and One Body podcast. That's not what... There is no and. Sorry. Three Minds, One Body podcast. Wonderful... Not first episode. Do you count a pilot as a first episode? Yes, it does count as a first episode. It's just like a test episode, but still the first one, I think. Although sometimes people do a pilot episode, but it's not really a first episode. It's just seeing what happens. Actually, now that I say that out loud, it doesn't really make much sense. No sense at all, actually. Yeah. Well, this time we are prepared with actual topics, because, I go on Twitter, and I picked up some random things. You will see how little we have as material, because we don't think too much on these things. And, you know, I don't believe we threw anything political in there, thankfully. Granted, I don't want to be that guy who goes, politics are so boring, and just always talk about politics and hating them. When they're like, I hate talking about politics, but I'm going to talk about how I hate them. And talk about it. Yeah, that's the one thing. People do say things like that, and it's kind of annoying. Granted, I'm not any better, but just because I'm not better doesn't mean I can't critique something or someone else. Because if you're, like, looking at yourself and saying that you have no right to judge, that is entirely false. You can still judge. It's just, you do. People can still point you out for shit. Like, if. Okay, yeah, never mind. I was about to throw in some political thing. Never mind. Let's not do that. Alright, so. I went on Twitter and I decided to pick up some wonderful material for my boys here in my crib, sitting on a couch that's in my bedroom. Because that's how I do. You know, it's very strange that we do this. Yep. But I cannot complain. It is very relaxing. Granted, I never use this chair, the couch. Because I never use this room for anything. I kind of just have it here. It's basically where I just sleep, and that's it. It's not a room that I decorate, because as I'm looking around now, it's not entirely got the room for that because I've got all kinds of things already set up that I, like all of our, what was I going to pull? I think I was about to make some kind of hentai poster jokes. All right. That's fun. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Don't worry, it's all right. The kids at home know not to listen to this. They might know not to. And you're just correct. Anyways, 6 minutes into this, don't you dare correct me, that one guy out there. I know who you are. I don't want you to do that. Anyways, let's see. Our first topic that I found off of Twitter was, yes, how an engineer decided to use their phone and put like cardboard on the front of their phone and use the camera setting on that phone and have like a little hole cut into the cardboard and it put that up to whatever they're welding, and like it's essentially just like you can see yourself welding and you don't have to wear like a mask. Your phone can just do the looking for you, and you just need to look at the phone. And I was like, this man's a genius. That is true. It is pretty good. And then the other thing I was thinking of was like, is it possible for like one of the sparks to set the cardboard on fire? I mean, I think if you. I'm not sure if like you can put like duct tape or something on that the face side of the cardboard and whether that'd be safe or not. That might be more safe, and that might have been what they were doing. Did you see in the video? I didn't look the whole thing. I kind of just saw like, boom, look at this. I can do this. And I think they were able to actually see stuff from also using that one thing on the camera that I never use, where like you click on the screen and it shows this little the little box, you know, the yellow one, and it like decreases lighting, I think. I'm not sure. I've never kept that in mind. And yet it's quite funny because you had in fact taken a class on cameras. Well, it's a basics class, so I never learned anything about phone cameras. It was more specific to, you know, that, the more you say that, the less sense it makes. Yeah, I'm not digging that too much. But yeah, I think they were using that setting, but I never use it because, like, I don't know if you'd ever need to use that for anything. Maybe if it's like sunny and you're trying to get a picture of something, but the sunlight's in the way, so you could just like click on the sun and it's like, boom, this is no longer completely burning your eye sockets. Yeah, I think I thought we used it before. I don't believe we did. I'm fairly certain we have. Are you sure? Yes, I'm very sure. Well, whatever you say, buddy. But anyways, yeah, that's what he was doing, and I was like, dang, that's pretty smart. I don't know if you've already cussed in this podcast or if we've just grown so used to cussing that you've already like adapted to it and can't notice it at all. Not sure, but you know what's funny? That I want to bring out. What would that be? Like, the last time we made that episode, the pilot, was the same day that we finished that, when we first watched, what was it? Mystical Beasts. Was it Mystical Beasts and the Crimes of Grindelwald? I think that's what it was. I can't get the name correct. Here, I'll search it up. Alright, cool. But yeah, it's still, it's like an interesting idea to see that and, like, someone just engineered that. It seems like such a base idea. Yes, I'm going back to the topic of the cardboard. But, damn. It's pretty... I think it's a good idea. I have no idea if it's actually something that works. In the demo, it might have, but... Execution. So, I found out the name of it. Ah, what was it? You were wrong with every single word you called it. Oh. I see. What was it? Fantastic Beasts. The Crimes of Grindelwald. Ah. I don't know if I got the last part wrong. I'm referring to the two first words, fantastic and beasts. When you called it mythical creatures, and I think that's what you've... I don't know. I didn't pay too much attention, but I do believe you butchered the name. It's my specialty. I am specialty. I don't think that works. It sure as hell does not work. Oh shit. I just said hell, boys. Hell, boys. Hell, boy. Ooh, is that a new topic I hear? Yes, it is. It's probably a short one because I don't have much to say about it because I haven't seen the new one. And I didn't know there was a first one until, like, I just walked. I was like, I think Dad was watching it. Yeah, our dad was watching it, and then we walked in. We're like, oh, what's this? He's like, oh, yo, it's some Hellboy. And I'm like, ah, I see. Okay, and I kind of just, like, watched it. I don't remember what part I started watching it in, but it was interesting. I was fond of it. Yeah, and in the new one, they did, in fact, cast... Let me search it up. Anyways, I'm gonna see that movie on, like, one of the 50 different TV or streaming services that I've got. Because I, for some reason, just do. Which, on one hand, is kind of unnecessary. While on the other, it's I like it. I like it because I could just find a show and go, like, boom, I watch it. Or a movie. Which... Now, I think about it, I still need to finish the Adventure Time series, because someone gave me a little bit of shit because I didn't finish it, and then went over to watch other things. Yes, because you said you were going to watch all of Adventure Time, and then you went over to watch things like Chernobyl, Hell's Kitchen, Kitchen Nightmares, a lot of... Actually, those were the only two Gordon Ramsay things. I will be honest. I was thinking of watching other ones. Ah, I see. Why? Because it's fun to see a 50-year-old British man yell at younger people because they seem to be actually not very good at cooking. And I'm one to critique because I'm one who apparently only knows how to make ramen. So I'm set for college. My god. You use that joke so much. It's the most common and bland joke. It's like making fuse kills hostage joke. It's funny at first, and now it's kind of just boring. Unless if you make something really funny such as that image of, like, Fuse just, like, hopping into the air, just about to fucking smash his body against this poor hostage crawling away. It's it's so good. I love it. And even as someone who plays Fuse. If you don't know what we're talking about here, we are talking about Rainbow Six Siege. Well, Tom Clancy's Tom Clancy's Robo Six Siege. Sure, that's what it is. That's the sequel. Alright, yeah, sure. Ubisoft, just letting you know, I'm free. If you want to hire me for naming anything else, you can just hit me up, and we could strike a deal. You know? I'd love to work in your office. And, may or may not let you know in about some glitches in some of your games. You know Ghost Recon? Wildlands? Yeah. I know you're doing a new thing, but you still need to fix that, my dude. Because, yeah. There are a few glitches. And, I gotta say, Unidad are bitches. I think it's pronounced Unidad. Who cares? Fair enough. Wait, why are they bitches? Because they send in like thousands of troops and you could easily piss them off by driving by, I think. It's been almost like 10 minutes since an actual topic, and instead we've gone on for a few minutes on video game rants. Enjoy this nerd at work. Don't question me. I found out Hellboy. Huh? Right here. What is it? So his name is David Harbour. Oh right, yeah, we were talking about who was, the person who played Hellboy in the newest movie, and how he was in Stranger Things, because that's one series that we are addicted to. See, now you state, addicted, but really we just watch it, and it's kind of just watching. This man is very familiar in the cast. Do you all remember this man? Thomas Hayden Church. I have very much seen him from somewhere. Not sure where. I can very much guarantee I've seen him from somewhere. Here I can pull up some more. Apparently he was in that third Spider-Man movie. That's fun. Can I get back to one of my topics? You sure you don't want to just look at more of these? Because I'm going over and looking at these, and, he's apparently in that Over the Hedge movie. I remember watching that as, like, a child. As the little fetus. I think I tried watching it a lot, but eventually the disc got scratched up. Yeah, and we couldn't watch it anymore, which back then it was so much of an issue. Now I just go off of digital stuff. It is the future. It's a good future, I think. I mean, we're not all dead yet. Now see how digital things can become issues. And no, I'm not going to bring this up with any science nerds who will probably just correct me. But yeah. Oh, there is something here that seems very familiar. That being Daddy's Home, featuring Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. Ah. We didn't remember that Mark Wahlberg. I'm sorry, I don't need to remember every actor's name. Yep, Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell is a talented individual, I will have you know. I will not feel guilt for having to look at this name rather than, like, with Will Ferrell, I can look at him and say, that's Will Ferrell. Let me snap 5 more times. I don't remember what part he played as in that. That sounds like we should watch it again. Yeah. Yeah, let me pull up the second topic. Ah, yes. Let's see. Australia has solar power and seawater tomato farm for 15% of their potato tomatoes. God damn it. Wait, what? So, the thing is, I followed, what's his name? Big Meme, the boy who sent his car into space. Bolzanski, do you know? Here, let me think. Dude, his name's, like, entirely slipped off my mind. Ah, damn it, slipped off of mine, too. Huh. Well, shit. Anyways, Elon Musk, there we go. Elon Musk? Yes. Alright, well, the thing is, I followed Elon Musk on Twitter, and he sends, like, funny tweets as replies. He also, like, retweets stuff that's like some cool facts, and one fact I saw was how Australia has a farm that is powered by solar powered, and it is powered by seawater. For this is a tomato farm, and this farm supplies 15% of Australia. There's a big difference between 50% and 15. But even then, 15% is a large thing. And I do not know how you power things with solar watts. Do you want to try again? Seawater. You know what? Solar water is the next thing. Water from the sun. Come on and buy it now. Yep, we are sponsored by Solar Water. I'm going to go and see if there are any Google results for that. Please don't. Solar Water. Doop. Let us see. Solar Water Heater. Oh, wait. Oh, it's a solar water. No. All right, then. So what is it? Well, I think it's mostly just water heaters that are solar. Oh. Righty then. So, absolutely no one in the entire world has ever created solar water, and I don't think they ever will. Because who's going to make solar water? How can you make that? Simple. You dumbass. You milk the sun. What else do you think would happen? My God, you're an idiot. Yeah, exactly. You walk up to the sun and you go on and milk it. There's nothing else to do. It is just that 2-step process. Walk to sun, milk sun. Boom. Solar water. There are so many things wrong with that statement. Do you want me to point them out? No, I prefer if the listeners just point out every single incorrect detail about that. There are probably at least 10 things, would you say? To be completely honest, yes. Alright, well, I appreciate the honesty. But, yeah, like, how do you get power stuff with seawater? I can look that up. It would appear that the Australians are ahead of us in that technology. God damn it. America, we need to work on this. I will not allow this to happen. Well, I guess we can just go on and try and make an entire farm out of solar panels. The thing is, we already do that. It's just they don't make up 15%. You know what? Fine. Fine what? We're going to make the entire country a solar panel. Yeah, sure, that sounds pretty lit. Oh my God, no. Oh Christ, why? Oh God. I had the Omega pun and I had thrown it upon you. Feel mercy, feel my power. Oh no. Well, that one's not that good, to be honest. Yeah, it really isn't. But the lit when you said that, I am disgusted. Yeah. Feel the burn. Oh no. Oh Christ, why? Why do you bring us this pain? Oh, Cthulhu, why do you guide us here? Cthulhu can't save you now. Well, fair enough. I guess, Suicide Squad. Remember that movie? You know, not gonna, I think I was like fond of, I was kind of okay with that movie, you know, when like everyone was saying it's shit and stuff like that. Grand, I might need to see it again and actually hold like a critical, a narrow mind. I think that's what I'm thinking of. A narrow mind on flaws and things that make no sense. Which, I think the only reason I looked at it and was like, saw it as flaws is because I was like, with our one of our friends, and then I was like, oh yeah, it's pretty cool. And I generally, whenever I watch movies, don't think about whether it's bad or not. I just like see if it entertains me, which I guess just about every movie entertains me. Unless if it's a documentary, then I'm bored immediately, but that's a documentary. That's its purpose. Unless if it's on something interesting. The only reason those exist is because there's those 1 out of 100 individuals who actually think about that and are interested in it, whatever the topic is. 1 out of 100's a good bit of people, my dude. Exactly. That's why they still exist and get a good bit of money. Huh. Well then. Wonder if we'll get a. I was gonna relate something to YouTube just because I love throwing dirt on YouTube because I hate them so much. Is it because of the whole adpocalypse stuff? It's not only adpocalypse stuff. It's like other things that they do, and it's disgusting. So, one thing I'm seeing from the seawater based thing is that, like, I looked at this image which just says uranium, and it's like from the periodic table put on a photo of the sea. And then the caption of this says, "How to extract uranium from seawater." Isn't uranium reactive? It might. I think in certain doses, maybe, unless if we're thinking of something else. I don't know if there's another uranium. And also, that shouldn't be in the water. Can't wait to see sharks with legs come up on land and beat my ass. So, what's another topic? Well, another thing would be that Marvel may be making a Black Widow movie, a Loki movie, and something called Blade. I remember I followed Marvel on Twitter. Don't know how I don't remember that. I guess I also didn't remember Elon Musk's name for a little bit, so I don't see why I'd remember Twitter. But, yeah, I also followed Marvel on Twitter, and I think they've, like, stated that they might do, that they are possibly doing a Black Widow movie. You know, Black Widow, that one character that I don't care about at all. But granted, actually, no, I kind of felt something for Hawkeye just because of the sympathy, because of the children in Endgame. Spoilers, Steve from Minecraft dies. But, how his family just, gets Thanos clapped out of existence and he doesn't notice it. I felt bad about that. And also, he kind of looked cool, so, you know, I gave it to him. I see. But, a Loki movie, I think, was another one that I saw them have a photo of it saying Loki, and it, like, each letter had a strange look to it, I think, which, that might have just been someone, like, making a cool photo of that, like, a front cover or something, and they're like, you know what, let's retweet this and show everyone, which isn't a bad thing. I don't know why it could, from what I'm saying, it almost sounds like I'm saying as if it's a bad thing, but it's not. I'm just saying it misled me, if that is the case. To be honest, I'd be interested to see some of these movies. I presume you're, well, you're not talking, wait, you couldn't possibly be talking about Black Widow, could you? Well, I'd like to know. The problem with Black Widow for me was that there was no movie that ever explained them or had anything to do with them except for Avengers, which even then I still got a vague idea on their purpose and stuff. Like, I didn't see a movie of them kicking ass at all where they had their own personal stories. In Marvel, it was rather, we have job, let's go do job. Sure, save world with all these other people that stand out more because they're actually characters that have been actually concrete and made entirely before this. And then with Black Widow and Hawkeye, they just swept them under the rug, and then once once Avengers came up, they're like, unveil the rug, look, it's these two, see, yes, look at these two, which, I can't remember, did they release Spider-Man before or after the first, no, wait, that's a bad question. What I meant was, the Spider-Man from Homecoming, did that one, where it introduced the new Spider-Man, come before or after the Civil War? I believe it came after, because he spoke with Tony Stark and other things like that. Alright. Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know why I brought him up. Probably because, like, when Spider-Man showed up, I'm like, okay, it's Spider-Man. Cool, I guess. And I hadn't watched the Spider-Man movies recently because I did so as a child, not as, like, a teen or anything, where I would have remembered it, most likely. But, Anyways, how about that Loki one? That'll be interesting. It'll be a movie that I think, along with the Black Widow one, after watching it, if it's a good movie, people will like go back and watch Avengers and get like stories and things straight. And since it's Loki, maybe they'll watch Thor movies again and get story stuff understood, something along those lines. I don't know. I think that's what I would do, but I'm not sure if anyone else will do that. Yeah, I could see that. And then the Blade. What about Blade? I'm going to go search up Blade. Marvel Blade. Yeah, what is Blade? Alright, let us see. Blade is a fictional character appearing in American comic books published by Marvel Comics, created and written created by writer Marv Wolfman and a penciler, I believe I am saying that correctly, Gene Colan. His first appearance was in the comic book The Tomb of Dracula, number 10, was a supporting character. Ah, yeah. Side character. Supporting character. I don't care. But, Marshall is casting his blade. Yeah, so it seems like it's an actual movie that's gonna come out at some point. So it would seem. I'm gonna look up on images. Yep. Don't know why I see a photo of the guy from Blade, also with Black Panther in the photo, and then a Captain Marvel, you know, everyone's favorite superhero, super feminist. You know what? What's the worst that's gonna happen for me saying this? You get stabbed? Nah. But also in the photo it says 2022, so not sure if that just means it's gonna show up in 2022, but you know, it happens. Huh. Well, I'm looking at this and he is a guy. As literally all I can tell from him, he kind of just looks like a guy with a sword and a pistol. More specifically, in this photo, that's like the only one I see him with a weapon. No idea what his ability is, but yeah. So, this will be a movie, you say, right? I believe it will be a movie or a show. If it were a show, it would say Netflix on it, because Netflix has all of their shows. All right, fair enough. So yeah, it must be a movie. Yeah. Anyways, I just now realized you never did finish that Punisher series. I really didn't. I think it's because you annoyed me with that Adventure Time. I did not do that at all. You are now blaming me for your problems. It's your fault. Well, whatever. I don't like it when you say it's my fault, because that makes me feel like it's my fault. Bitch. Alright. I'm gonna not address you calling me bitch. Makes me cry. Wah. But, yeah. That'll be something that exists. It'll apparently be starring. What's his name? What's his name? Let's see. Do his name, I think, is Me. I'm going to so butcher his name. Oh, this is gonna be written down in books of how badly I say it. Yeah. Back Snipes for Blade. I think it's Mephisto. Mahershala Ali's Ali? I think. Do not quote me on that. Or you can quote me and make fun of me for failing to say it correctly. I could throw in an English translator if you want. What? Translate from what? No, just something that would say it as text-to-speech. Oh. Yeah, sure, I mean... to-speech. Yeah, just do that. Is it really that necessary? I'm not, oh, try for free? Yeah, no, not worth it. There might be another way for me to do it, but, yeah. Eh, oh well. Who gives a shit? So, anyways, going on to the fourth topic, I feel like these last two topics might be for another episode, but, the 24th of, what month is this? This is summer, I lose track. It is July. Okay, it was July. So, yeah. Apparently, I think the 24th, I was hearing this from Twitter. Do not quote me on that either. Do not quote me. That is one thing I will state. Do not quote me. But I do believe that, you know, I'm now looking back on this podcast. It really wasn't that funny. Looking back on it. Yeah, it's me from the future. Ah, you are me from the future to tell me / you that this is not that funny. Yeah, we're not popping enough jokes. Let's pop off a joke. So Blake, he's a black guy. Alright, now we're turning off of something else entirely. Yep. Welcome to comedy, my friends. No. Nah. Damn it. Well, it was worth it. Anyways, yeah, I'll just continue. We'll just continue this. Boop-a-doo. But yeah, I believe, the 24th, which I was going to do a pod... We were going to do that podcast that one day, but, I didn't feel like doing it that day. Yes. We brought up to you and you said, no, I don't feel like it. It's too late. And it was all your fault because you were the one person who thought it would be a good idea to stay up till 1 o'clock to play, what was it again, Terraria? Yes. Yeah, it's your own fault. Yeah. Is that a Terraria or Rainbow Six Siege? You can just say Siege. Yeah, but I want the audience to understand me. I want them to the more you speak, the more stupid you sound. I'm not gonna lie. You're correct. I am actually quite stupid with this. But do not judge me for it. I will very much judge you for it, because it is quite entertaining. Then I guess I'll just cry. Won't that be funny? I mean, do not answer that. But, yeah, apparently on the 24th, it was the 50th anniversary for the moon landing by the one and only Neil Armstrong. I definitely did not look at my notes and am now questioning whether that was correct. Alright, so we need to explain ourselves. So I was recording. Oh, yeah, you were recording. You. It was all you. You. Yeah, all you. Yes, absolutely you. It was only you. You know what, guys? I will always say I. You guys are much better at this than me. But, am I doing the apology? Yes. All right. So, apologies. One of our alarms went off in the middle of the podcast, and interrupted it, thus making it so that it stopped recording, and we had a conversation about Neil Armstrong that you didn't hear. So, we're going to talk about Neil Armstrong. So, we're gonna catch you up. I had stated that Neil Armstrong died 3 days ago because I was browsing through the search results, and by browsing I mean I looked at the very first thing I saw, which was a video 3 days ago about Neil Armstrong dying after a heart surgery. And Michael, you found out that he actually died in 2012, August 25th. Which is a lot further away than now. So, let's get on to that, shall we? Yes. And how you were saying that I believe it made no sense for that video to have popped up? Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Well, we were just now talking about how the anniversary was a few days ago. So they probably have brought it up. Because it's not just saying that, like, hey, he died. This has a little bit more to it. I'm gonna click on it. I know I hate looking at the New York Times. It's very. I'm not gonna get into it. But it states Neil Armstrong died after heart surgery that may have been avoidable. Which they probably only brought that up because, well, it was the 20, or no, it was the 50th anniversary on the 24th of July. So, yeah. Yeah, there's a 7 year difference. And a month. And 5 days. I think. I could be wrong with that. Well, I guess it's the best we got anyways, but yeah, that kind of sucks. He died after a heart surgery. Like, that dude did some was the first man to walk on the moon. This boy who was apparently born in 1930, ice now, how old is that? That is 82, I believe. Oh, all right. Cool. I could be wrong with my math, but yeah, who knows? The guy who pulled out a calculator and checked to see if that was correct. Yeah. I'm gonna say a few more times. We'll finish up the rest of this podcast by more sounds. I just made an All right. Jesus Christ. Volzanski, take the lead. So, it's unfortunate to see that he died, because, you know, it's quite spectacular to know that America was, in fact, the first people to still go on to the moon. Which that means we have bragging rights, and we've had bragging rights since a long time ago. I'm not too familiar on Neil Armstrong and the whole moon landing. Never learned that in school, and as a child, I only learned from school. I didn't like look these things up. Yeah, mostly as a child, I kind of just listened to stuff in school and we were kind of that child that would just listen and never do any trouble. We were always the rule follower. And I think it was even in, like, freshman year where we kind of, like, looked back upon that, and as rebellious as we were, we kind of liked being rebellious against high schoolers themselves, and kind of, like, thought of ourselves almost as a teacher's pet, which I'm glad we didn't do anything that involved that, because that is the biggest bitch move I've ever seen. Like, someone who follows rules so intensely as that is just so nail-bitingly painful. And I don't know if that's the correct way to describe it, but my God. There are probably people listening to this sometime in like 20 years from now who are like, yeah, I hate Billy, the guy who kept on telling on me with the teacher because I don't know, put gum underneath the table. Which I never understood why they did that. Who put gum underneath the tables? What is the point in doing that? I think it was because they didn't want to go over to a trash can. Huh. That lazy? Yeah. Or children were, like, told that that's a thing that happens, and they thought that whenever they did that, they were cool or something, maybe? I don't know. I never did it as a child because I wasn't mentally handicapped or had any family issues. Now I'm reflecting upon that. It seems a little mean, but I don't care. If you can't take an insult, then that's on you, because you are too soft for social encounters, I guess. Just get used to social encounters. Learn to take shit, because recently we had a few problems with being able to actually take insults, when shortly before we were able to take insults and just joke with it. I think it's because we thought people genuinely thought that we were dumbasses, which we are pretty dumb. We are sitting on a couch in our bedroom at 12 o'clock in the morning talking to ourselves, which, as good as it is for me to express myself and you guys to also express yourselves, it is very stupid and weird, but, you know, you don't know it until you try it. Yeah. Gotta go balls deep. Yep, balls deep. Shove that dick in there and woo. Yep. How far are you going to stretch the boundaries of what we can say? Well, I didn't say anything racially insensitive. So, boom. I win. Checkmate. I want to say it. Probably don't. Yeah, to be honest, I know that I'm not sure what would happen if it's just like, yeah, your podcast is removed, or if it's just like you don't get sponsors, which we can't get sponsors legally, because we're not legally an adult yet. Don't make fun of me for that. That makes me sad. But, yeah, we can't get sponsors yet. We'll just need to wait a little bit longer, and then we can get sponsors. And by sponsors, I'm referring to, yeah, sponsors. That's all you should be referring to. And then we have to first do an anchor sponsor, which is just testing out the waters. And then we can actually get sponsors, which I don't know if anyone would sponsor us, but meh, you know, it happens. And then this becomes my career. I sit on a couch with my laptop and phone, and I record myself speaking with myself. And that's my job. You know, doesn't sound too bad. Doesn't sound too bad until you actually think on it and you're like, wow, that's really not that cool. Well, you don't have, it's not like you're doing the greatest of things, but you are, like, I guess, expressing yourself, which is good thing. And maybe you're passing on wisdom to people and they take what you say seriously. No idea. Slowly but surely, near the end of the podcast, your Russian accent becomes more and more prominent. Yes, and dominant. Sure. And sexually offensive. No. Well, damn it. But, yeah, after staring at these photos of Neil Armstrong for no reason, definitely no reason to be staring at that anymore. Just gonna open up a new tab. Men's abs. Nice. Okay. Anyways, have you got another topic? Not sure. Let's see. Yes, I do, actually. Yes. This is fun. The topic of the toads. Where a man, or woman, not sure which, don't care, was receiving messages from a strange individual that just sent a photo of a frog, or toad, and, was just like, this is a African bullfrog. I don't think that's an actual thing, but, you know, that's just something I'm going to use as a example. African bullfrog. God damn it, did you search it up? Yes, and it does in fact exist. Congratulations. Thank you. Thank you so much. Makes me feel pretty good. After African bullfrog, I've never felt so prideful in myself. Thanks, Africa. I'll never forget you. Don't sue me for something. Anyways, but yeah, the guy, this happened with, I think, a few messages from like, first photo, then a message, and I think the first one, the guy was just like, cool. Not asking, like, who are you or anything. And then after, the next one's like, alright. And I think it continued for a little bit, and then they had this conversation just like, I think they had, like, a genuinely friendly conversation between these two. Like, the guy receiving it was just like, why are you doing this? He's just like, I don't think he asked why, but, maybe he did ask why, and I think, the Toad Man, let's call him Toad Man, but Toad Man, I think might have just said to spread knowledge. I don't think that's what they actually said, but I think it's more fun if it's just like, I've come here to spread the knowledge of toads and frogs, for I am Toad Man. Introducing Toad Man, I'm gonna go see if that's a thing. Here with Toad Man. He is the man who's a toad. But, yeah. Oh, shit. Toad Man is, in fact, a result. It exists. I'm not sure what it's from, but it exists. Toad Man. MMKB. I'll decode that later. But, yeah, he just, they had this genuinely friendly conversation. It's just, seems like you got these two memesters just speaking with each other. And it's actually quite funny to me. But, yeah. I don't know how to feel about the whole thing, but, oh, wait. I think I found out what it is. What is it from? It's from Mega Man. Oh. I can tell from MM, which is Mega Man, but I don't know what KB stands for. Might be one of the additions. But, yeah. Anyways, they just had this genuinely friendly conversation. And I found it funny, because you could just, like, go on, and frogs began this conversation. And someone out there willingly went out to send these photos to a person, a random person altogether. And I don't know, it's weird. That is incredible. I can't wait to do it with ants. I feel like your first message will just be like, hey, look at this. This is a ant, something ant. And then there's like, I'm calling 911. Just something along those lines. That's funny. But yeah, it's also apparently someone who is in the folklore of the Fens of the East at... I'm not sure, it doesn't continue after that, it kind of just cuts off. But yeah. Oh. Yeah, I'm just looking at some of the results for Toad Man, which I definitely do not regret. Yes, I do. But, yeah, it's kind of just, there isn't much to say about it. It's just weird to think that someone out there grabbed these photos and sent them to people, and all they were just like, for context, was just the name of the frog. That's it. Just frogs. And I don't know why. It's just the most hilarious thing I think I've heard of. Well, I'll tell you one thing that's a little bit more funny. What? Your creation of solar water. Yep, the name of the episode. The creation of solar water. What if it's just solar water, comma? Let's talk about it. Or what if it's something that's referencing, you know, that YouTube channel, Good Mythical Morning? Oh, dude, I watched the shit out of that. I used to watch it all the time. I don't know if they do anything now because I think Link, I believe, left. And it was also around the period that I think Anthony from Smosh left. And then Smosh became corporate and very unfunny. Except for when they brought in Gus Johnson for that one video. Or maybe there were multiple, but I don't know. There was only one that I saw him in. That was funny. But, yeah. That'd be a funny thing to just name this. And I'd also like to bring up, gentlemen, that last episode we spoke of the names of what we, or at least names for this podcast. And we didn't use anyone even close to it. Like, we didn't use Sour Batch Boys or Sour Batch Kids. Yeah, instead that's going to be my TV series about cool teens that... It's like a drama where everyone's like sour to one another. And they take... The whole moral of the story is to actually like take things as a joke. Take things with a pinch of salt. And just take it as a joke. That's it. And if you don't, then this is what your life will become. It'll, like, kind of show that, and then eventually, Janelle, the main character, will kind of just, as she's going on with her life, is her friends, like, Jonathan and Sebastian, and Lisa, how they, all four of them grow far apart and each of their lives change, and how Sebastian gets into drugs because he's lost all of his faith in himself and his friends. He's just This sounds like an actual movie that seems good. Well, I guess, yeah, it's pretty cool. You know what? Universal Studios, I'm open if you ever want to hire me, you know? Just, ring me up. Just call me at, 911, and we'll, hit you up then. Nope, don't dial that. Just hit us up then, and don't do it. Yeah, we'll just, can you stop interrupting me? Don't dial 911 for a job opportunity from this 17-year-old dumbass. Well, Universal, pardon my Russian friend, I'm now realizing that, there's a place in, I think, Africa named Mozambique, and, Apex Legends reference. Isn't that funny? Ha 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 ha. Anyways, we'll be wrapping up this episode because I need to sleep and not wake up at 3 in the afternoon. Yep, that sounds fair. Moral of the story, solar water is the future of mankind. It's the cure for cancer. It's the cure for everything. Are you having troubles not taking anything as a joke? Solar water. Do you have cancer? Solar water. Do you feel like you... Do you feel like your dick is not big enough? Solar water. I guess you could get... yeah, sure. Yeah, solar water works for that. Health warnings may include nausea, testicular cancer, lung cancer, sleep apnea, Ebola, tomato fingers, and... Oh, right, yes. Implosion of the human body. We hope that you have fun and buy our product, please. $1.99 for a bottle. And if you want a keg, then just hit us up at 911. And we'll see you then. Don't call!